Here in the U.S., immigrant advocacy groups and politicians are reacting to President Bush's proposed immigration reforms. Many have praised the initiative, but some say it will bring more illegal immigration. Others complain it doesn't give workers enough protections. NPR's Carrie Kahn talked earlier with Latino community leaders and day laborers in Los Angeles to find out how they feel about the president's proposed guest worker program. And she joins us now to talk about it. Welcome, Carrie.
Hi.
So what did they say to you?
Well, I actually watched the speech on TV with a few immigrant activists and Mexican Americans at a restaurant in downtown LA, and they had mixed reactions. I think they were a bit surprised to hear President Bush praising the works of illegal immigrants here and holding them up as models of hardworking participants in the economy. I saw some smiles and head nodding, but there was also a concern expressed, I think mostly because there were a lot of details left out. And one activist actually, she questioned the whole premise of the plan. She put it like this: what if you're an illegal immigrant living here and you have a job in a hotel and you've been here for 10 years? What's the incentive for coming out of the shadows and taking one of these temporary work permits that would be for 3 years? That's what the president proposed. She says, what happens at the end of 3 years? And what happens if you get fired? Are you a free agent to move to another job, or are you just deported? And she mostly questioned the fact that there are no provisions that allows long-time illegal immigrants here any way to become citizens. And there was also a lot of talk about how this would fare for President Bush. And here's Gaspar Rivera. He's an independent consultant on immigration issues.
I mean, here's a bold proposal that is changing the immigration debate, and only a very politically strong Republican president could do this. Democrats would not dare to take this chance, and this speaks very strongly to the Latino electorate.
But Madeline, Latinos aren't a monolithic voting group, and we'll just have to see how this shakes out in the election.
Mm-hmm. And you also talked to illegal immigrants at a day labor site in Los Angeles. What did they think of the president's proposal?
I talked to a few men that were waiting for work early in the morning in South Los Angeles at this day labor site. A lot of them have been coming and going here illegally from Mexico for many years. They talked about how dangerous it is to come across the border illegally and how hard it is to find work when you don't have legal immigration papers.
And does it appear that they would actually sign up for this 3-year temporary work permit program?
Well, these men that I spoke with, they aren't here with their families. They send money home to their families. They come and stay for about a year or two at a time and then go home. And they really weren't concerned about staying here permanently, and if they said they would jump at the chance for a work permit. But like this 46-year-old man I spoke with, he's the devils are in the detail, and he was really skeptical about Bush's motives.
Pienso que nomás es pura política para prepararse para los votos del...
He said it sounded like pure politics. As Bush prepares for the next elections, he said he just couldn't see such a large-scale guest worker program ever getting passed. There are anywhere between 8 to 12 million illegal immigrants in this country. Most are from Mexico. But Bush has to get this plan through Congress, and there are already several bills that are pending. And the man that we just heard from, he knows about a lot of them, and he just laughs at some of them. He was very skeptical. One would be put all available jobs on the Internet for Americans to have a first crack at, and then jobs would be available to foreign workers. And this man said to me, do you see any computers here on this street corner? And the people that are out here don't have the education level to operate the Internet. He said if we did, we wouldn't be here.
Mm. NPR's Carrie Kahn, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.